Wan Simon reichen und Gimbo schief bei Tira Shehi Grufa Oktuma. A Tira das Grufa Oktuma Vinotau hat Zweira Mialeab. Dan in Shabbos he took off the Kedera Afilu Bishabbos. So Grufa Oktuma And in Shabbos, we took off the Kedera. Mutter lahagzira kolzman shehira itachas. So kolzman, the liquid in the Kedera is boiling. Here boiling means yad seledet. Let us just skip over the Gemara. Let us just see the Shitas HaMechaba. So he says that a person had a pot on a kira. The kira was grufa k'tuma, and he took it off. He's permitted to put it back on the kira if the content in the kira are yatse ledes. Number one. Number two, V'loi, he will keep to the mom, V'loi he nicho al gabe kalke. And he did not put down the kdeira, the pot, on the ground. Number three, V'davka al gabo. He's permitted to return the kedera on top of the kira, on the top of the kira, avol l'seicha also, but to put it inside the kira is also. So the conditions, what the Mechaber said, was number one, the liquid had to be yatzei ledes. Number two, he did not put down the kedera on the ground. And number three, this is only permissible on the top of the kira and not inside the kira. But what if it is not a kira? It's a tano, which is cone-shaped, and it's very, and it contains the heat. Also, lahachzir afilu hu goruf v'kotom. Afilu it's grufa k'tuma, it's also also because in the tano, goruf v'kotom doesn't mean anything. One can always be mechate the embers which are left over. And the same din applies by a chayfor. If the fuel that was used was gefes and eitim, which leaves over coals, the chayfor has the din of a cooker, of a tano, and it is a din of Einai Grufa Ekstuma. Now, the Gemara added on two more conditions. The Gemara says, Va'oida biyodai. He can only return the kdeira on top of the kira if he is still holding it. That's number one. And then there's a second remark, v'daitoi lahachzira. And when he took off the pot, it was his intent to put it back. That means not he took it off and later he decided to put it back. No, when he took it off, it was his intent to take it off to put it back. And let us finish the Gemara. V'davke shahatavshul mevushul kol tzorkoi. And that, when is it permissible to return the kedera on top of the kirim, if the tavshil is completely cooked, va'od, and if it's completely cooked, muter lahachziroi afilo lekira heres. He does not necessarily have to put it back on the same kiri he took it off from. He can put it back on a different kiri. But if it's not completely cooked, also she's not permitted to return it. The same kira that it was on before, he is not permitted to put it back on. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The first condition that chazara is permissible is when it is grufa or ktuma, that either the coals were taken out or they're covered with ashes. Or bismaneinu will say there's a blech over the fire. Avol einai goruf v'kotum osam. But if it's not goruf v'kotum, that means to put it back over a flame, it's also afilu b'mitamek v'raloi. That means even though it'll get drier, he's not happy with this, afopikain, it is also v'chein b'tano, and the tano is also afilu goruf v'kotum. He differentiated between a kira and a tanu. A tanu is also afilu, it was goruf v'kotum. Afilu b'shabes. He said the chiddush is, he took it off the kira. In Shabbos, he's permitted to put it back. The loy taima. One should not say the loy hitiru chachomim. Elok shenotal may erev Shabbos, or magzel be erev Shabbos. Maybe chazora is only permissible if he put it back erev Shabbos, not in Shabbos. Somach lechashecha, and that will see the end of this seif. Don't say that. Tomash Malon, the muta liter ulahazir, he's permitted to take off the blech, put back on the blech. Afilu b'shabes tufi in Shabbos. Vafilu kamo komen. And this can be done many times in Shabbos, as long as he complies with all the conditions that we need for chazara. Now, the first condition the Mechaber said was kozman shehi roitachas, that it is boiling, which means yatei leder. So now the Mishnah Berurah explains, Ratze einoi doimem lechol haniskorim b'siv zeh. This condition is not similar to the other condition. The bohem hatam, by all other conditions, you shouldn't put it down on the ground, there's to be grufo k'tumem, the lahitiru chachomim chazore ki'im bo'ifen zeh. These are conditions in chazore. Chazal gave guidelines for chazore. Avol bozeh. But this condition that the Mechaber said it has to be reistachas, when he returns it on the kira, it has to be reistachas. Atamo, this is a different tam. What is the tam? The kivin shenistalei mirsi chosoi. If it is not yatzei ledes, if it is not boiling, the hainu shen hayatzei ledes boi, yia boi shuv isel bishul, then there's a shaila of Chilul Shabbos of Vishal. Now let us explain this. There's a machlokes later in Siman Shin Yud Ches by a liquid that was cooked and it got cold. Do I stay yesh bishul acha bishul or ain bishul acha bishul? Now, a salad that's cooked, so you can see there was a change in the salad. Before it was raw, and now it's cooked. So what it was cooked, changed the machol, and now it's cooked already. So by a salad, there's a concept, ain bishul acha bishul. If it's cooked already, it was partially cooked, but it was completely cooked. So there's no concept of recooking it. It's cooked already. So there's a din, ain bishul acha bishul. If it was cooked, you can't recook it. It's cooked already. There's no malacha of bishul. By a liquid, let's speak about water to make things very interesting. You cooked water, so the water changed. The whole difference is that now it's hot. What happens if it's going to get cold? So the Machaber holds that the whole accomplishment that I accomplished, that I cooked the water, is that the water was hot. Now it's cold, so the whole accomplishment became bottled. So the Mechaber holds, yesh bishul acha bishul. So I'll make from something cold hot, I'm recooking it. So there's an issur the araita of bishul, according to the Mechaber. The Gemara disagrees. The Gemara holds ein bishul acha bishul. It was cooked already, although it's cold. It's ein bishul acha bishul. But the Gemara says it should be warm, but it doesn't have to be hot. So now the Mishabu is going to explain this condition that the Mechaber said that it has to be reshachas in order to put it back on the kireh. This is not mehilchas chazore, this is mehilchas bishul. The Mechaber holds if it cooled off, so the process of bishul became bottled. And now we will have a problem, we'll be recooking it, so you can't put it back in Shabbos. So now let's see in the beginning. The kivinshin is talik milsicho. So since it is not yet for ledis, the hainu shayna yatsila this boy. Yeah, boy, shuv iso bishul. Uchidilikamon, the simin shin yud has siv dalik. Ulefi mashe posak horimosham siv tetvo bahagol. But the Gemara is choylik on the Mechaber, and the Gemara holds that even though it's not yatzei ledis, as long as it's warm, we paskin ein bishul acha bishul, nagu lahokol im leinitzanem legamri. That means if there's some warmth left over in the mashkin, so we paskin ein bishul acha bishul. Al kaponim, this was the first condition that the Mechaber said we have to make sure we are not going to cook it in Shabbos by putting it back on the kireh, and he's speaking about a liquid, and according to the Mechaber, in order to be permitted to put back a liquid on the kireh in Shabbos, you have to make sure it is yatzei ledis. So then it's not considered I am recooking it. That was the Mechaber. Now, the Gemara said, "Va'oida biyadoi." He is still holding it. Ratzalayma shloi heisir hakedera miyadoi me'eis nitilasa min hakirah. He did not let go of the pot. That means he's holding the pot till he puts it back. Ulahuti. Now the Gemara is coming to tell us, im hinicha al gabe mita oisamsol uchidoyme. If he put it on a bed, he put it on a bench, bentayim. What? It's still in the sand, it's good. As long as he didn't put it down. The bottle law, having to Moshe inicha al gabe kalke bentayim. So that is equivalent as if he put it down on the kalte. V'zeh also likuli alme, and when it's on the kalte, sicha also. The batla lo hashiiya harishoina. The first shihiya that was before Shabbat became batla. Vishuv. Now he's talking about if he put it on the carpet. Vishuv shemarzir umeinicha al gabi hakirov. He puts it back on the kirov. Havi lokit moishiv lechatkile al gabi hakirov vishabit. So this is equivalent as if he put it for the first time on Shabbat. We'll explain this. The Chazal were only matter if it was previously on the Kirov, and I'm returning it to its previous matter. Avoloi lahoishim lechatzilin. But to put on something in Shabbos that before was not on the kira, and now I'm putting it on in Shabbos, avshikvar nisbashlo kol toko, even though it's completely cooked, the ein bo min hadin mishum isa bishul, there's no isa bishul, mikol mokayim, kivin, Shemamido v'mokoim shederech levashu shom tomit, but he's putting it in a place where normally people cook. Nire, it seems, it looks kimevashu lechatchila b'shabbos. It looks like I'm going to cook it now in Shabbos. Now let us try a little to elaborate. If I have a pot on a kirim, it's true for tumim, there's a black on it, was there before Shabbos. So if I take it off the kirim, it is in my hand. We'll see there's other conditions. Was daite lachziro. When I took it off, my kavona was, I'm going to put it back. So it is considered that the first matzah of shehiyah never became mortal. That means I put it on the kira erev Shabbos. And this is this old, when I'm returning it on the kira, this is a continuation of the shehiyah rishayna. It's not called I'm putting it now in Shabbos on a kira. To put something on a kira in Shabbos is also that's nearly kimevashto. But if this is a continuation of the Shehiyah Rishayna, so we say, then it's Mutter. It's not Nirikim Abashel. I'm just continuing the Shehiyah Rishayna. So now let us elaborate a little more. The Mechaber said, when is it form that it became bottle, the Shehiya Harishaina, and you put it on the ground. Before it was on the Kira, now you put it on the ground. The finish was taken off the Kira. Now you want to put it back on the Kira. That's called a Shehiya Kadosh, by making the Nushu. According to the Makabel, if I'll put it on a bench, now what is the Maila of a bench? A bench is something that you don't see pots on a bench. And the floor could be they took it off and they put it on the floor. It's finished. A bench is a temporary matzah. I'm putting it on the bench now because I want to serve now. But it's not, a bench does not show that I'm taking it off from the kiddush. A bench shows I'm temporarily taking it off, but I have, there's an intent to put it back. According to the Mechaber, the Mechaber holds that putting it down on a bench is mutter. That's the Shittus HaMechaber. The Mechaber said it is only also to put it down on the ground. The Zemor says a double kumre. Not alone that it is also, if you put it down on the ground, afilu you put it on a bench, it's also also. Afilu you put it on a bench, it's also also. Unless you're holding it. So the Gemara is saying a double chumrah. Number one, a bench is also no good. A bench also shows that the Shehiya Rishayna became bottle, number one. And number two, not only the bench also, it'll only be mutter if it's, he's still holding it. If he's still holding it, so by holding it, this shows that he never took it off. This was only, so when he puts it back on again, this is a continuation of the Shehiya Rishayna. Now, let us just talk some practical analogies. What is if he put it on the bench and he's holding it? You've had any pot. So he took it off and he told, but it's on the bench. There's a machlokes in this. Others say he has to be holding it, not the. There's an achide. He has to be holding it. That's number one. A countertop, a table, there's a machlokes achronim, a shmul bozna asas, a gliashim is matter. A countertop, a shmul bozna kindness. Also, sometimes a person leaves the pot on the countertop. Could be a countertop he says a countertop could be like cargo, so that means he can put something down. It's not better. A countertop is not better than a meter and a sapsel. So Mamela, he has to hold it by a countertop also. There are mekilim. We have to picture it. We have a big pot of cholin and, how long can you hold it? Someone else will be taking, be serving, but how long can you hold it? So others hold, if you put it on the edge of a countertop or of a table, and if you let go, it's in a hole. So it comes out that the whole reason that the pot is still didn't fall because I'm holding it. So even though the countertop is assisted in the part of the weight of the pot is on the countertop, but that is sufficient. There are mekilim in this because without my holding it, it will fall off. So it's considered that I am holding it. So it says va'oida biyodai. So that's condition number one, that he's holding it. the Daikon Lahziro. But we need something else also, that he has an intent to put it back. When he took it off, he never had an intent. He never had an intent to take it off completely. He took it off with an intent to return it. Atam, Gan Kane, Kinao. The same reason. Sayyidei said, since when he took it off, his intent was to return it, Leibotlo Adayin Shihiya Arishaina Shahisha Oisa Alakira Miboyoin, even Shahoya Daitai Lahazir Achalai Pistani. That means when it was taken off from the Kirin, it was taken off with an intent to return it. So we consider it never was taken off. But since this is a when he puts it back, this is a continuation of the Shiri Rishoyna. Avol im bitilok shenotlo loyhoyo daitei lozeh. But when he took it off, he thought he's taking it off completely. Vishuv Nimla, he took it off, and then someone told him, why did you take it off? He said, well, take it off. I said, what are you talking about? I want to put it back. Nimla, la, they'll take it. He changed his mind. Also, Av Shalohiniya Al Gabi Kalkabindayim, he's still holding it. But since when he took it off, the Natila was not to return it. Avila Kimoishim Lechatila Bishabis. Yes. Now that's this halacha. Now let's talk about the Poskim speaking about a very interesting shaila. They speak about, let's say there were two pots on the stove top. One was the soup, one was the challen. And the wife tells him, Yankel, take off the soup pot. The soup pot they're eating tonight. Which is the soup pot? So she explained to him. But after her explanation and his understanding, he took off the challen pot. Now, he took off the challen pot with an intent that he's taking this off. It was Bittoy. It was a Machloikis HaPoskim. They're going to have Cholim tomorrow. Is the Machlokes HaPoskim, if he's allowed to return it or if he's not allowed to return it? Others are. But the Svara of the Machmirim we can very readily understand, because this, he made a mistake of a Vinish Viz. It was taken off without an intent to return it. But he thought it was the Supar. It really was the Cholim part. Now, V'ayin v'vir halotet she'evenu harbe me'erishoinim she'mekilin bo'oidoi b'yodoi afilu ein datei lahas. Oh, so now he brings like this. Not like the Gemara. The Gemara said you need daita la'asir. You need daita la'asir. So it's bitter. There are many Rishonim that hold that he is holding it. Afilu, he had no intent to return it. The name Mekilim, there's other Rishonim that are Mekil. The Daitei Lahasir, Avshem Bintayim, Yisiron V'yodoy. He put it down. And then the Mishnah says if he put it down on, not on the ground, he put it down on the bench. So we have here Rishonim, which are Mekil. If you have put the Litzimusa, That means he had an intent to return it and was put down on a bench, or he didn't have an intent to return it, but he's still holding it. They need it. So now we have here the flow of the Mishnah Brura, Shebe'eit HaTzoyre Yesh Lishmoy HaZeh. From the Mele, here we have a nice and Sholem Bayit. You can picture our scenario when he took off the Sholem Park. So Kaponim, besides the Tzvore, that since it was betoyt, not cool that he took it off not to return, but we have over here the Ace and Soyra. If it was Oida Beyondoi, he's allowed to return it. From the Naila, we have over here, so in this case, we have a Smore to be made. Vidavke al Gabo. It is only Mutter al Gabo on top of the cheetah. On top of the cheetah, it is Mutter. Okay, here we have a picture of a kirim. So we have here three cases. One case is Al Gabo. There was holes, there were two holes, but Al Gabo means on the top of the kirim Shaloi Kenegin, not right where the opening is. The apart here, this is Al Gabo. Or this will be over the opening, and inside, yeah, this is the second case, it's over the opening, and the third case is Bisoicho in the tunnel. In the tunnel. In the tunnel it is also. And that is what indicated it is also. Vidavka al Gabo Hainu Aloive Doifneisa Milamalo. On top of the wall. Oisha Sam Kisi al Halala, he put a covering over the opening. Shesom Kisi al Halala, Vehemid Akideira ala Kisi. And he put the Kedera ala Kisui. Vafilu in Tolo HaKedera L'soich Avir HaKiro Oktas Dofneiteo Boiltim Milamailo Kedera HaKedera Shektoro Milamato Orechovo Milamailo Gamkein Bechlau Algabe Habi Loi Mikri Toicha Elegchi Yeshemes HaKedera Alkakoi HaKiro. Here we'll see a picture. Well, no, here, over here. Here's the third picture. Here is the pot, and in the Avir Hatano, the pot, that means the pot is, there's an opening here. And the bottom of the pot is narrow, so when he puts it over the opening, it goes into the tunnel. But as the pot gets wider on top, so the top of the pot is over the tunnel. So that is not called Teicha Tunnel, it's called Teicha Kira, it's called Agabia Kira. So these three cases are Mutter, Al Gabo, Al Halolo, or Afilo in such a case, it's also Mutter. Teicha would be, yeah, when it's resting on the ground of the kira, this would be also. This is also. But to put inside The kire, the kinin shumamid soichoi puts it in the kire. Kidarek shemevashlim botodir, it seems the inside is, they always used to cook in it. Nirek emevashl, and this is also. Voisin akire shaylam toich bohovo lolein shutois. The toich of the gabonech, it doesn't have an inside. But the lahazulam, they nalayim shay toich. Yeshayish mekir ayin simen shin yedhes, see if that's wrong. Ubisanu, in a tanu, afilu hushak v'kash oy v'givove atanu, since it's shaped like a cone, so afilu the fuel was strong and there's not too much left over, it's still awesome. Who had been lechayva v'aloy lechira utra chazor lekuli alma elo v'grufo. Obisana v'choyfom shehevlam ra'am l'ma'an negrifos gal b'sif aleph, because since it's very hot, though, the minute embers which are left over are still shy to be mechate, so it's full. You still have coals inside. That's by Atanu. Kupa is one opening. There's another issue. What? That's right. So it's hotter than a kirim. Kirim, since there's two openings, it's wider, so it's not so hot. V'davke shahatav shul koi areshe d'omar. Afilu b'shabes muter lahaziro. Agabi kiro shadeiro resaka. He said, as long as it is hot, it is mutter to return it. Well, is that beer the davkim shuhu mevushu ko sochoy? Davke, if it's completely cooked, avilim loinis bashu ko sochoy shaykh achlov oid bishu v'ayim b'meshe nichrev l'kamon v'simen shin yudchesi v'alim b'mishne v'ru v'shom. That means, is a machloikis or hishainim by a food that was this bashu kemachu ben v'rusoy, a half cooked. It is edible, but it's even not completely cooked. If someone will finish the cooking, is the high of anisa deraisa of mabashal. He's accomplishing something. It's edible. Now he's cooking it more. So memela, so there are rishonim that hold this anisa deraisa of bishul. So we are speaking about, he took off a pot, and he's putting it back again. So besides Isurei Chazor, which are the Rabbonim Isurim, we have to realize that we can be playing with the Isurei Deraisa over here, if it is not completely cooked. That's why the Poskim say it is a Moira de Kehinder to make sure that all the food is completely cooked Shabbos, before Shabbos. So if you can move something on the block, you're not over of this official. If it's not completely cooked, you can be cooking in Shabbos, just moving it around a little bit. Now there's a whole tumult by chicken bones. Many times you cook the chicken is completely cooked, but the bones aren't completely cooked. And in Shabbos, they'll get soft and edible. So is there an issa bishul on the chicken bones? It's not called completely cooked. To me, there'll be an issa chazorah. The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, and could be, in Eretz Yisrael, it seems the minig is, could be there's not too much chicken, so the bones are also part of the meal. The memele, the chicken bones are part of, they eat the chicken bones. The memele, so they say it has to be completely cooked. If it's a salami boy, if in this house they eat the chicken bones, it's even not completely cooked. it's not soft yet. But there's a machlokes, afilu in this house, they don't eat the bones. They have big pieces of chicken, lemaisa, but the rov of the people in this area eat chicken bones. So there's a din of einem agushel kol chol. And you're not allowed to make chazaret. This is very... I mean, there's someone eats stolen Friday night, and they take it off, and they put it back again. But chazaret, with all that pain of chazaret, you have to know if there's chicken bones, which will get softer in Shabbos, so then we have a big problem. We can't do this. Now, so here it's brought down that you're allowed to return it. Afilu lekira acheres, afilu im hemlo merube merishoyne, even though it's hotter than the first kira, mikol mokim lehavi rak bechlau chazore v'shori. This is called chazore, and this is mutar. If it was not on a kira before, it was just enveloped, wrapped up. It was hot. Now he wants to put it in a kira. I lahabach mikira lachmona also. Zeh kula chadosh, and this is a new matter he's creating. They ain't time them, you're not allowed to wrap up a pot. They'll come on the simon ration and die.